Happy Friday, everyone. Happy holiday weekend. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. Send us your favorite holiday vacation photos, and we'll print some in Playbook this weekend. The AP bulletin came into our mailbox shortly after midnight, but top House Republicans were texting us around 11 telling us the news. Greg Gianforte, the Montanan who allegedly body slammed a reporter this week, would be elected to Congress. Gianforte had 51% of the vote when the AP called the race Thursday evening, and he will be a member of Congress and likely soon. Gianforte offered his mea culpa, saying, "You deserve a congressman who stays out of the limelight and just gets the job done," the New York Times' Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns reported. Our own Elena Schneider quoted him saying, "When you make a mistake, you have to own up to it. That's the Montana way. Last night I made a mistake and I took an action that I can't take back. I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way I did, and for that I'm sorry. I should not have treated that reporter that way, and for that I am sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs." That statement from Gianforte runs completely contrary to the statement that his campaign issued on Wednesday evening. Gabe DeBenedetti has 5 takeaways from the race. Trump was an asset, not a drag. All eyes shift back to Georgia. When do Democrats actually win something? The Republican freakout has been delayed, and press bashing is the new normal. Gabe is talking about a special election in Georgia between John Ossoff and Karen Handel. That race should tell us a little bit more about the election environment, but for the time being, the Democratic resurgence is a bit overhyped. Gianforte will need to get accustomed to reporters. There are hundreds in the Capitol, and we have unfettered access to the building. President Donald Trump is in Sicily today meeting with world leaders in the sideline of the G7, beginning with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Here's a snippet from the Pool Report from Jerome Cartillier of AFP, quote, "POTUS said there would be a, quote, particular focus on the North Korea problem. It's a big problem. It's a world problem," he said. "It'll be solved at some point. It will be solved." One funny comment from Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, quote, "There's one unfortunate thing I have to confess. This time around, we will not be able to play golf together." Remember, Abe and Trump played golf together at Mar-a-Lago. Der Spiegel in Germany has some incredibly interesting intrigue from the NATO summit yesterday. Trump told EU nations, according to Der Spiegel, that Germany was, quote, bad, very bad. Quote, "See the millions of cars they're selling to the U.S.? Terrible. We will stop this." Trump was asked this morning about the comment in Italy, and he was silent. NBC and the Washington Post are reporting that Jared Kushner is the focus of the Russia investigation. His lawyer said he'll be glad to participate. Burgess Everett and Jen Habercorn have that Republicans are souring on the prospect that the party will be able to repeal Obamacare. John McCain is blasting his leadership for having no plan to tackle the multiple priorities this year. If you've been reading Playbook, we've cast a lot of doubt on Donald Trump's legislative agenda. There's limited time and limited appetite. Things that have to get done over the next couple months: raising the debt ceiling and funding the government. This is going to be a busy summer and a busy fall in Washington. Spotted at lunch yesterday, Reince Priebus, White House Chief of Staff, dining at Tally Tie on Capitol Hill. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.